good evening. It is 14 minutes past the hour. You are tuned into the super terrific Whiz Bang Gallagher Show here on WWGH Radio, joined in studio by the Everyman, giving every man's perspective, Terry Tackett. I am...
Every woman.
Why am I here? Just go ahead.
Were you going to mention that next?
It was right on my tip of my tongue.
Let me see your tongue. Okay, you're right.
Yep.
All right, mention it.
And every woman who would like to come to the station still can. We are on Center Street, East Center Street, just a few doors down from Lee's Chicken in the Beltone Building on the lower level. I am Scott Spears, your announcer, and now here is the gentleman you have already heard, legendary comedian Gallagher.
Hi. Yeah. You know, this is going to be the Whiz Bang Show eventually. It's building.
What have we had so far?
Well, it's Whiz.
Whiz so far.
And we're going to move into the bank.
We're going to get to the bank.
We're going to have a lot of fun on the 4th, the night of the Labor Day.
Oh.
How late are we going to stay up?
Well, we have to stay up late because, you know, Jerry used to go to bed. Mm. Like in the middle of that thing. And what was that guy, that comedian, would come out?
I looked all over for that mime. I searched all the Jerry's favorite mime, mimes in general. I couldn't find that act of that mime that was so that Jerry loved so much. I can't remember the act that he did. Remember the Banana Man? That was such an act, and he was on all of the time. I understand that Ed McMahon actually was a clown on one of the shows. That at the old circus show or something, but I loved that act. Maybe that affected me. I don't know.
Well, if you didn't listen earlier in the week, you were perturbed a little bit because Jerry asked you to do the telethon, and you got bumped because of this mime.
Yeah, isn't that the same thing that we were saying about being a proper host? I guess I was doing the old Ed Asner there. I was saying if you're going to ask somebody to come over, at least let them perform. I mean, I don't think the world cared about that mime at
you
all.
Don't?
No. Everybody, we're having to put up with Jerry's idea of entertainment.
Jerry, was he a comedic genius?
Well... everything has its time, and for his time, he was pushing the envelope. You know what he would do? He got the latest media. He got the cameras, the Super 8 camera when it first came out, and he started to make home movies where they pretended to be doing the popular TV show of that time period. I've seen stories about him, and that's what he was doing. He was cutting edge for his time. You know, that show, Make Me Laugh, was so good, but only for its time. They tried to come back with it a little bit later. And then also the host, that dancing guy, he was so perfect for it. It was just a wonderful, magical time that you can't reproduce. And you can't go home again.
No, no. Well, Match Game's doing well.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's all different. Once the president has oral sex with an intern, it ruins everything. Where can you go
from there?
That was
20 years ago. We've moved on.
No, it's crashing. Now look what we've got. You know, we used to revere the presidency. That's what everybody's upset about. Is this what a president would do? You know, I don't know.
Well, we liked President Obama. We liked President W. Bush.
Here's the problem. Nobody will go next door when there is an argument in your neighbor's house and stick their head in and say, now, what's your position and what's your position, and try to remedy the whole thing. But as a nation, that's exactly what are we? Why can a whole bunch of people that are going to stay at their house and not stick their nose in add up to a country that sticks their nose in everywhere and thinks we have to solve all of the problems?
What do you mean we stick our nose in?
Everywhere there's a problem in the world, we've got our army. We think every problem has to be solved by us. Do you know anything about the difference between a Sunni and a Shiite? The average American does not, and billions of dollars have been paid to on that struggle over there that could be better paid. You know, everybody gets upset when you're going to give money for free to poor people, but for some reason, nobody cares. We just built a new aircraft carrier, and I don't know how many billions. You're always online. Go and ask the price of our latest aircraft carrier, but that'll be hidden anyway. But I'm just saying the priorities are crazy. We don't. All these people that don't care adds up to a very caring country. Who are they trying to kid? You know?
What do you mean they don't care? I'm confused.
I don't think the average person, I'll go up and down the street here and ask them, they really care if the Shiites or the Sunnis have that desert land over there. They don't care.
But that's a loaded question.
It is. You know what? If that was good land, we'd have it. We don't want, nobody wants. That's why Russia's where it is. Nobody wanted that either. We've got the good land, and ain't nobody going to take it away, see?
I don't know.
Nobody cares about that. We don't care. People don't know. What about when Jay goes on the sidewalk and asks people, you know, who's the vice president? They don't know. You ask them pertinent questions about how the government works. They don't know. They're goofy kids, and the IRS uses their strong arm to take some of their money and then spend it the way they think. They la-di-da, hoity-toity, Washington, D.C., we're going to give everybody. They were giving all the jobs away. Why do you think we have a problem in the Midwest? They thought, well, we've got to give it all away. And what are they giving away? What they don't have and have no experience building. All the people in business know how hard it is to end up with a profit. And these people in government, all they do when they need some more money is want to raise taxes. They have absolutely no idea how to run a business at a profit. And they're going to stick their nose in our business and tell us about that, too.
Well, we have a businessman now.
Who?
The president, Trump.
Yeah.
So we got the right combination. A businessman running this business.
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. They both seem to be golfers to me. I mean,
who?
Well, Obama and Trump. They're both golfers.
Well, what's wrong with golf?
Nothing. That's why we're out of the Middle East. They saw it was a sand trap.
Uh-oh. Now, every man, who's the vice president?
Mike Pence.
Okay, every man knows.
Yeah. Well, you're 1 in 20. I bet you I can ask 20 people and then 19 won't know.
Everybody knows
Mike
Pence.
They don't know who the speaker is.
Who's the speaker?
Paul Ryan.
Okay, that's 2 for 2.
Well, I'm going to have to take away your everyman certificate. Because everyman doesn't usually care enough to even know that.
Paul Ryan, you know, I think he's got a Napoleon complex.
Yeah.
He's a short little guy, and he seems to want power. What do you think?
I agree.
There you go.
I don't know why women aren't more prominent in our government and in business. I don't get it. They run everything else.
You had your chance, and now you blew it.
I see it.
You blew it.
No, it could be in business or in government.
Well, what was that lesser of two evils craziness?
Why? If half of the women are voting, why don't they vote for a woman?
Well, because they thought she was evil.
Let me tell you about men. They're lazy. Okay. They don't do the job. When you ask them about it, they lie. Then they give it to a female who then does the job, and they take credit for it, the man. That's the world. That's what's going on. If you want anything done, call the assistant if it's a female. And you can get something. You'll get information from them. Don't call the boss who's a guy.
So we would have been better off the other way.
I just don't know why it isn't that way now. Why don't women take over? I don't get it. They have their chance. They burned the bras in the 60s. I was ready for it.
Well, she came in there.
Yeah.
And then they said, no, we want the businessman.
Oh, you don't know why Hillary's not the president?
No, I know why. I'm just saying if women would do things better, people did have their chance to slap a woman in there.
We never get to vote. We only have to vote on who the parties give us. It's really not voting if you don't. There wasn't a lottery from the very beginning and you find somebody. I mean, why do they have to be a... There's nowhere in the Constitution does it say there should be political parties and that there should be a gridlock in the government. You're supposed to be an entrepreneur citizen who goes to the Washington to volunteer for 4 years or six and give their expertise and experience and then go back. You're not supposed to make it a career, do everything you have to be reelected. It didn't work. Well, it's not the system that we set out to have, and it's we're stuck with it.
We just
get angry. Money, 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 money. Imagine, I mean, we're the only credit, the best credit. The Chinese will loan to us. We're the creditor of final, payer of final. Is the Middle East, I mean, not Middle East, but Midwest, purchaser. They always look at consumer confidence. What's the purchasers doing? It's us. People that have been squeezed and abused by the government for some reason are the power of the world. It's amazing to me. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I love everybody.
Huh?
I love them all.
Yeah.
I just have.
You should have gone into government. Money slopping everywhere. They got too much of it. It's all borrowed money, too. None of it's real money. It's all borrowed.
Well, maybe that'll be my next step.
That's a wonderful thing to leave for your kids, isn't it? They said, well, we've been able to triple the debt. I'm sorry. And the water's going to be coming up. And goodbye. This is what we're doing for our kids. This is wonderful.
Well, I don't vote.
Yeah.
You know, the people have to vote for these
things.
Well,
why are you getting personal when we're doing a TV show in general for the general public?
I'm not getting personal.
Yes, you are. You're saying what your life is like.
I have spoken four words in the last soliloquy that you went on.
I'm Johnny Carson, and you're Ed McMahon. In this hour,
this
will be my hour.
There you go. Go ahead.
And then you are my sidekick, and then I also have Everyman. I think you should have the computer, and then you'll be able to give me all
I'll
the information.
I'll just lay back.
Give me the price of the latest.
Now you want something.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like most people.
Well, you said I'm going to lay back. I wanted you to get the price of the aircraft carrier that we just bought. And we already have a lot of them. We have way more than everybody.
He also, too, asked you to get the number of people that's on assistance here, right?
Yeah.
He said, remember?
I have this fun joke.
I said 15%.
I'm working on this. I'm standing around, you know, we're drinking beer in the driveway, and the guy said, I just wish that my son had a direction. And I thought, well, that's a wonderful thing. Then he said card. And I didn't know that. I thought that he was, you know, because I have a son who's needs a direction.
Now, what did you want to know, Johnny?
I want to know the price of the latest
aircraft
carrier that America has just stuck in the water to run around and scare everybody with. And we've already got so many of them. And they never have to come to port. They've got this one has two
billion.
It has two nuclear reactors in it.
I'm glad you said
two
that.
Two nuclear reactors.
$8 billion.
With a B. Now give me the population of Ohio, and we'll see how much money we could give everybody in Ohio instead of, because it's the deciding state, right?
11.61 million.
Okay, so let's just call it 10 to get an even number for right now. So 10 million, 8 billion. Sounds like we got to get. You don't get a whole million. I think you get 800,000. No, what is it? 80,000.
Well, I'm just the sidekick.
All right, let me look at these numbers.
Get the paperwork out.
11 million people.
8 billion
and 11 billion
people.
People. So if there was 8 million people, everyone could have got, I think, $1,000. Yeah, that's the difference between a million and a billion.
But it's 8 billion.
And so because it's a little less than $1,000, I think it's going to be $750.
If they didn't build, just in Ohio.
I'm going to buy them off to win the election.
But Ohio didn't swing this last election. Pennsylvania did.
Yeah, that surprised everybody. Sure did.
Now what do you got?
I don't know. I think I can tell you what men in Pennsylvania have control of the women. I think that they told him, forget Hillary, you're going to vote for jobs and you're going to vote with me. Yeah, what other reason? Somehow Pennsylvania men controlled their women.
What do you think Pennsylvania went the way it went?
I just think that it was one of those states that she didn't visit enough. Hillary didn't.
She was there all the time.
Oh, come on. A visit.
She was there all the time.
I'm not going to vote for
her. We're going to turn on you now. I got it a second ago.
Well, no. I only turn on the concept. You keep taking things personally.
No, I'm everything's
personal. The concept is...
Okay.
That he's saying a visit changes your mind about whether you vote on for somebody or not. Yes, she did ignore all of the... Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
No,
and
baloney.
Yeah, she did go to Wisconsin.
No. Wisconsin, yes.
And that was she needed all of them. That was the blue line, the blue wall.
She didn't need them all. If she would have won Pennsylvania and Michigan, it could have flipped.
Oh, Michigan, that was the other one.
But Pennsylvania was the shocking one.
I bet she won in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm telling you, they chased me out of town. They'll run after me.
Wisconsin was your place.
One part of it, Green Bay.
Oh, Green
not
Bay,
Madison.
I forgot. Not Madison.
Not Madison, no.
No.
Can't say nothing there.
No, but that's the way it goes.
I've learned.
Yeah,
Wisconsin. What is it with your cross? I bear my cross, right? It's my burden.
Yeah, and Michigan?
I love Michigan. I've done four shows in the Upper Peninsula.
You said the worst place you ever played was Detroit.
It was, but I also... Michigan. Well, I'm talking about Upper Michigan. I've been up there, and very few entertainers. I've done four shows in the Upper Peninsula. I know what a pasty is. Pasty.
What? Pasty.
It's a meat pie. It's bread on the outside and hamburger on the inside. I have to smash it. They bring them to the show when I'm up there. You have to know about the Oopers. Upper Michigan. What?
Nothing. You're fine.
I am.
This is radio. People don't have any idea how I'm
looking. The first steel was found up there. And the first railroad was to bring that steel ore down south up there. Iron City. Iron.
What's that dish again?
Pasty. They'll send in a picture of it. It'll be on. Do you have a Facebook?
Yeah.
Tell them your Facebook.
I want a pasty.
Yeah. Well,
Scott Spears.
Spears.
Or WWGH. Go either one.
All right. Send a picture
of a pasty.
Of the pasty. Yeah. See, these are the kind of things you have to know to entertain properly. And this is what she didn't know because she never visited. But she's not interested, you see. I remember when Hillary wanted to be the senator from New York, right? So she goes and lives there, like that's going to make her a New Yorker. Then she goes like 3 days into the upper state, right? The upstate, she goes upstate. Now she knows what they're like and what they need, and everybody buys. I can't believe New York let that happen. But then, of course,
twice.
New York also had a governor who couldn't even buy a hooker without getting caught.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know.
Man, we don't want to get into New York politics.
I'm not getting. I'm just surface. I'm just skimming, and you can see these things.
So up in Michigan,
yeah.
What does a pasty cost?
I don't know.
Oh.
But it's full of hamburger and it's bread.
What is it?
It's full. It could probably feed four. It's a meat pie.
A meat pie.
Uh-huh.
Up in Michigan. I have to go to the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, meat and not potatoes, but meat and simple carbohydrate.
I go to New York, and they are in Detroit, and they'll say no dice on this pasty. They don't have that in Detroit.
No, it's the Upper Peninsula. Well, there's other parts of Michigan where they have it. They'll tell you. These are the people. Just like when you go to New Orleans and they make you say New Orleans, you know, they
make you say that when you go in.
They hip you to all this stuff. Yeah. I've been around everywhere three times, four times.
Do you play well in New Orleans?
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Yeah. Even though I don't like the French, and the French's influence down there is pervasive.
Mm-hmm.
I still, there's enough. They like me because I tell the truth and I'm an average guy. Yeah.
That's what New Orleans likes?
Yeah. They're Southern.
You know who New Orleans' favorite resident is?
No.
Fats Domino.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the music and all. The music scene.
The music
Muscle
down there
Shoals, isn't that in the area? Or is that, that's
no,
Mississippi?
That's Mississippi.
Well, it's right next door. It's right next door.
Yeah, but you're in a whole different
I know. I'm really famous in Canada, in Texas. And then it turns into Louisiana for some reason, and then that's a little weird.
You're not going to be playing Texas for a while.
I know.
That's horrible.
I know.
Who would have ever thought Texas would end up underwater?
Well, you can't make a better funnel for hurricanes than the Gulf of Mexico. It's perfect. It's warmer water, long period of time to get the whip up the winds, and then trash. It's going to happen over and over and over.
Now, do you know how much money is, speaking of money, that's going to end up in Texas?
Because of this?
Because of this biggest catastrophic event in the history of the world, apparently.
I wish it would go into West Texas. I always feel so sorry for them not having any water over there, and I was just hoping we could push this, and they'd get what?
You don't want to send a hurricane into West Texas?
Yeah, no. I was just in Midland, Odessa, and I'm going to work El Paso. Yeah, I know about West Texas.
Just a little bit of water.
No, it helps. I'm hoping that this is draining down into the water table, and they'll be able to pull it out of the wells in West Texas, some of this hurricane water.
Louisiana.
But now look, this is coming from global warming. This is, you know, somebody's got to say, hey, have you noticed the storms are getting more radical? Hello. George Carlin said there was no way that anything man could do would change the weather and that we were acting uppity in our heads, whatever the word is.
You disagree?
Well, it's obvious, yes.
Well, but the people in charge right now don't believe it.
Well, you can take a picture of any glacier over the last 10, 15 years.
Well, I don't run those people, but I'm just saying that
they don't care. We have incompetent people in charge. I don't know why the flying saucers don't land and say, okay, look, this experiment has gone off the rails here, and it's just gone goofy. You know, because they might be. They might just be seeing how well we could run a planet. You know, they show up every time we do something nuclear, you know, and then they're looking, see what's going on. One day they'll land and they'll dig through our cemeteries like we do the Egyptians to see what the civilization was like. And what will they find?
Coffins.
Uh-huh. And what's in the coffins?
People.
Uh-huh. And what else?
A lot of junk.
No. What's in a coffin besides the body? It makes it comfortable and fancy inside.
Cushions?
Yes. Tell us why there are cushions for dead bodies. Doesn't it appear? I mean, if you were from another planet and you were digging them up and you wanted to know, it appears as though we buried people alive and wanted them comfortable until they suffocated. This is what it appears. Otherwise, why are there cushions in a coffin?
You know, they swipe that pillow before they close the lid. I'm just telling
well,
you.
They do.
They won't find that pillow.
One pillow. Oh, I think they take the gold and the rings and everything else.
The watches, earrings, a whole bit. But no, my point is I one guy was buried alive one time.
Yeah.
Why were you shaking your head no?
I'm shaking my head about the country, about people,
you were thinking, okay.
About the silly, stupid things that we do.
I have to, okay.
I mean, you can see it from outer space, how stupid. All the houses are along the edge of all the water, and we've melted the poles. Now, doesn't that mean the optimum number of houses with a waterfront view are going to be flooded?
John Mayer.
Yes, John Mayer.
That was the name from earlier on. John Mayer. No, but I heard from somebody who was buried alive.
Can I show this on the radio?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I have my keys to my rental car, and it's two keys, and they are connected securely by two things, two loops, so I can't separate them. So if I lose one key, I've lost both keys to the rental car. It's their system. They don't keep one key back at the rental office and give me one key. They make sure that I can't put one aside, right? Now I'm going to have to call the satellite or call them and say I locked one inside my car because I locked them both. That's where they're both inside the car. No. And it's their system. The system is stupid.
Now Terry, my guess would be that the rental car company wanted you to take one key off of the ring.
No, you cannot.
Oh, you cannot.
It's not.
No,
this is crimped. It's never supposed to come apart, and it's made out of steel cable. And then they put another one, and that one looks like you could maybe turn it or something, but I can't. And so it's just so stupid. And then it's in my pocket all day. I'm stupid when I have to do their stupid thing. It's all stupid. I don't want to live on a stupid... We put a satellite telescope in orbit, out of focus, looking for intelligent life. This is why it's not pointed down, because we're down here.
Do you think people landed on the moon?
Of course they did.
Okay, a lot of people dispute that.
I know.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you do.
But that doesn't change the point.
Well, do you understand why the flag with no gravity was blowing?
It didn't blow.
Oh, it blew.
It stayed it with blew. That curl no, all the
no,
time.
No.
It can't
that
blow.
That thing should have went straight down.
Oh, you think that tells that it happened in a over in a studio and we never went to the moon?
Your witness. But what's your answer for that?
Well, these are they just putting rockets up from Cape Kennedy as part of the whole charade?
I'm just saying.
Oh, it's another French word.
My question is, I'm just a question man.
Yeah.
Why was that, if the astronaut himself could not stay grounded, was bouncing all around, why would the flag not go to the ground? Why would it be sticking out to the side?
Oh, it had a piece of metal across the top.
Oh,
it wasn't
it did
on
not.
It. It did too.
This
it
was 68.
Get your picture.
We'll get
it's
this picture.
It's available on the online.
Terry, what do you think?
There is a piece of rod across the top that holds the flag up. It is. What are you laughing about? It is.
With flag rod?
With a flag pole?
Yeah, the flagpole, and then there's a piece at a right angle.
That goes there to...
That holds the flag up.
Yeah.
The only place it was waving was the bottom corner. But it stayed waving.
There's that thing is rippling. There's no rod in that thing.
The rod's across the top.
Look at that thing ripple.
Oh, see the rod across. See how straight it is at the top. Otherwise, it would hang down.
That's not even the real picture. Hold on, let me get the real picture.
What picture?
Right there. Look at
what picture
isn't
a real
picture. Look at that. Look right there.
From the moon.
Look at that. Now explain to me.
Yeah.
It's bent. I'm just saying. I do think we went to the moon, but that is a peculiar picture.
What America really needs to know about is subatomic particles, and they need to know whether a CT scan is going to give them cancer, and are they any safer getting an X-ray or gamma rays, or what are the how are we imaging? Because people, they're blind faith. We're just guinea pigs in this world. Because and as a heart patient, they're telling us, you know, you need to take this blood thinner. Then they go, oh, I don't know. These guys are having a problem with the blood thinner. Then they do the cholesterol lowering drug. Well, I don't know. We don't know if that's safe. It's too late. When you're taking all their pills or going by what they say.
So what's the option? Drop dead?
The option is two. We need two medical... we need poor people to get, like, Walmart medicine. They get people who volunteer or aren't paid as much. That's the problem, is rich people and poor people... But they still need to be taken care of. And I think there's a lot of people in America that want to take care of poor people and would do it for a lot less money. And I think that we have to have two systems. I know it don't sound fair and all that, but it's better than... Now they're trying to figure out, well, we got 20 million people that are going to lose their health insurance. Well, we just need a kind of a goodwill medical staff. Why? Here, let me tell you what's so stupid in America. The emergency room is staffed by beginner doctors who are working double shifts. How about that? When you hurt yourself and you're bleeding or you need a quick... We get people with no experience or sleep. And it's our system. This is the system. This is what we want. We don't have retired doctors that are going to come in one day of the week and help out and teach. No, there's beginners who are tired. Why would they be allowed? We won't let the truck drivers drive. They got to fill out a log or stay at the side of the road. But a doctor taking care of gunshot. When do they come in? At night, right? With a bullet. And what do we got? Young people. That's our system. That's crazy. It doesn't make a bit of sense. We need to start over. Step by step, you get to insanity where it doesn't make sense what you're doing. Like Halloween, letting your kids go door to door late at night asking strangers for something to put in their mouth is so stupid. If they're going to put perverts in your neighborhood, there's an app that you can go to and see how many perverts and where, or you can just ask your kids where the good candy was. Either way you want. But still, you take one situation where neighborhoods used to be safe and you could play these games, and now you're going to continue it like some tradition of stupidity. Let's do this again. How many houses are going to burn down from Christmas trees catching fire? The last thing you need to do is try to keep an evergreen tree viable for a month in your house next to the drapes.
You know, Gallagher, I've been saying this for years. People are going nuts. The world's going nuts.
All right, tell them who you are.
I'm Sean Kraft, by the way. Oh, Scott. I'm sorry. I forgot to have Scott interview you.
No, I'm laying back.
This is not the voice of every man.
No, this is...
But what have you been saying about Halloween, how dangerous
it is? Every other man.
Because if your kid doesn't come home, what good is a picture, a school picture, to show what the kid looked like because they were in a mask, they were in a costume. You lost another Power Ranger. Big deal.
Right.
You lost 50 of them. You know, that's what they'll say.
But I'm telling you, the people are nuts nowadays. The world's just going crazy.
Well, crazy is the style.
Right.
You see? It used to be that when people walked down the street talking out loud about their life, that was a nut. But
right.
Now with these Bluetooth earpieces, people are doing that. You can't tell who's a nut and who's just doesn't know the difference between being in private and being in public. These
right.
aren't things that you would discuss out loud. I hear information I don't want to know. You know, at the airport and that, they're just talking. Where do they think they are?
Well, you know what it is people are just, attention spans are not there anymore. People can't have conversations anymore. You're either texting.
No, they know what they're doing, and they continue to do it wrong and selfishly anyway. Nobody wants to hear your conversation.
Yeah.
Why are you? They seem, you know, there's these people.
So you're wrong now.
You get a phone, and you feel empowered. You feel like a celebrity. You feel like a business tycoon. Oh, it's over in my desk in the bottom drawer on the left underneath the contracts. And, you know, and they're so full of their almost.
Whoa.
I know it. They're so full of their business, and they're so proud. I have a soft spot for people. I don't want to pick on them too much, but they ought to shut up, don't you?
Where's that soft spot at?
Here's what I want to say. But in the last 15 minutes, I want you to think of things from the other person's point of view. We need to do this. You need to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know why. Like I said last night, this friend, his friend can't come because that friend's wife doesn't like him. You see, so then he should have known that he had to be on his mind his P's and Q's. That's got to be old. Around
what are P's and Q's?
Pints and quarts.
He's got to mind his pints and quarts.
You would go to the dry goods store. I don't know why it would be dry goods if you're going to get stuff in pints and quarts, but you would bring your own containers, you see.
You don't know the answer. You've made up an answer.
I have not. Go ahead and put it up. Go on.
Live.
Go on. Do it live. We've got time for you to embarrass me before the end of the show. Go on and put up
P's. We've got plenty of time
P's
for that.
P's and Q's.
P's and Q's.
Up there.
What are P's and Q's?
That's correct.
All right.
And you'll find I'm an authority on the English language.
P's and Q's.
Now, what have you been upset about most of your life?
Oh, boy.
You chimed in, and I touched a button, and what was it about? The stupidity in the house?
Yes, I mean, people are just, I don't know, they're all about themselves.
And I'm touching on that now by saying think of things from the other person's point of view. If you want to make a good deal, give a good deal, not like Trump says where you're going to cheat them and scare them and get the last dollar out of them. That's not the way for an extended business relationship. You want both of you to make some money. Then they come back
because
they made money with you the last time. Now you've got something over a long period. of time instead
of just... It
takes
two to tangle.
There aren't enough people to cheat them. Go ahead.
You are wrong.
I'm not wrong. Start with I'm not wrong.
I'm just going to give you the answer. It's not my...
Let us assume... Here's the conclusion at the end.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Yes.
Is a proposed origin from the English pubs and taverns of the 17th century. That's where it came from.
What are you looking at? Wikipedia?
Yes.
That's written by a person.
Oh, man.
It's not an authority.
Well, if it would be pubs, wouldn't it be pints and quarts? Because they probably drink pints.
No, I'm right about...
You're wrong, too.
No,
sorry.
I'm not. Okay, why would it be said in America? Why would they say mind your P's and Q's in America if we don't
have
pubs?
Because we're from English derivation.
But we don't have pubs. And what's a Q? What's the Q word?
Huh? Quarrels. Mind your pubs at quarrels. Pubs and quarrels.
This is a pitiful excuse.
That's what I'm saying. That was the answer.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's pints
man.
And quarts.
Okay, we'll go
mind
back again.
Your pints and quarts.
Mind
your
is an
well,
old
you did a
premise.
Google search, but you went on Wikipedia. Just do the search and go to somebody else. Go back to your page.
It's an old printer's axiom. Back in the early days of printing presses, each line of text had to be set up as one letter at a time.
Yeah.
Since the letters in the press were reversed, so they'd print forward and the printmaker
I see. The Q has the line on the other side.
You're wrong.
No, this is another wrong one.
You are wrong.
This is your second thing you've read. Which one is correct?
Well, none of them said pints and quarts.
I know it. They're both wrong. This
I don't
is strike
think so.
Two.
It didn't matter what I said, does it? Okay, how about number three?
Well, you do. Oh. Go back to the Google search and click on another answer.
Do we have to go until we find the one that agrees with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? You don't have a woman in your life, so everything I do that's female is news to you.
You know why
I'm more female as I got older? Because I don't have any testosterone anymore, and the estrogen is coming out. Every room I walk into, I think, well, these aren't good colors. I'm telling you, I've turned into a decorator.
Pints and quarts.
Huh?
Pints and quarts.
You found it?
Yeah. No, but I'm going to go with it because you're not happy.
Oh, and what do you got? Merriam-Webster, I see there?
Yeah, Merriam-Webster. Did you say Merriam-Webster?
Merriam.
Yeah.
Merriam.
Yeah.
I know. I have to type it to have it in my...
Typing is where P's and Q's came from. There's the type.
Well, we'll get...
Isn't that fascinating?
People will call in. I think they'll call in.
They know what mind your P's and Q's mean. It's an old typewriter's axiom.
From setting type.
Because the P's were here and the Q's were there.
There you have it.
Yep. But there is something about pints and quarts when it came to the bar, but it started with P's and Q's in the typing profession.
All right.
Well, we've done it now.
And we've done it again.
What else do we need to know the answer to? We've got 9 minutes left.
Now, what really triggered your anger and your disgust with humanity?
Well,
which stupid thing? It wasn't just a guy picking something out of his teeth with a toothpick and then putting it back in his mouth. Everyone knows they're stupid.
I think a lot of it is like the technology where people, you know, they'll whip out their cell phones and take pictures of somebody getting bullied or something like that, but they won't help them. And like I said, it comes to about people all about themselves. Now,
well, you mean all of the police brutality videos that we have? They're not helping the person being policely violated.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you saw on Facebook a lot. You know, they have these videos. People like are fighting, and they're taking the pictures of them. And I mean, come on.
But that doesn't represent all.
No, I shouldn't say all. Most of them. There's a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's getting bigger and bigger every day.
How can they have that show, Ridiculousness, where their people are almost killed doing crazy things and then say, don't send us any videos?
Yeah.
Where are they getting these videos?
Exactly. From the internet.
Good question.
From the internet, from a woman, live as we speak.
Uh-huh.
No, mind your pints and quarts means don't get too drunk and get into a fight. See, people don't call anymore. They just send messages.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah. This person's agreeing with you.
Means that you have to be able to handle your alcohol?
Yeah. That it don't get too many pints and quarts down your gullet.
Do you think the whole nine yards has to do with how much fabric is on a bolt of fabric? Because it's 10 yards to get a first down, so you know it's not football. The whole nine yards.
Yeah, I understand what the phrase is, but well, I don't know why
you think
went from
it came
there to here.
I think it,
Well, I can tell you in a second.
Because it's the same dry goods score where they say
P's and Q's
scraping the bottom of the barrel. It all happened at the dry goods store.
You are full of baloney.
Well, they didn't have that at the dry goods store.
Yeah, but they had that mishmash that they have up in northern Michigan. Mashy?
Mish.
No,
pasty.
Don't stop saying...
I think pasty is wrong because it's not a thing that covers the
dear
apple.
Dear God. Okay.
What?
Go ahead. You're the host.
I'm done.
You're not done.
It feels like the show.
I'm Ed McMahon.
We're going to tell who all died in
thumbs
around
up.
Here
okay.
lately.
No.
Aren't we going to do that?
I thought we killed hoity-toity.
What?
But you used it tonight, hoity-toity.
I know. Well, I use it because I have an extensive vocabulary. Let me just presage what I'm going to, or tease what I'm going to talk about. I want you to get a vocabulary. I am sick and tired. Get a vocabulary. This is what your relationship needs. Or if you're a young person and you want a job someday, get a vocabulary. I'm sick and tired of you not knowing any words and you thinking it's okay. And you know, people say, if you want to do the math, well, why wouldn't you want to do the math? You're just lazy and you never want to think or use your brain? Why wouldn't you want to have an extensive vocabulary so you can use different words and excite people? I mean, really.
Well, they don't have to do that now. They have iPads. They have calculators in schools.
But the
now.
iPad won't tell you a new word.
You know, I blame the people. Not the people who put the videos up of the fighting for the loss of vocabulary. I blame the people who watch them.
I agree.
There you go. That's just my two cents for the night.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
My two cents!
I knew it was coming. I knew.
Right!
Yep.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to find out how much is 2 cents for every person in Ohio.
Well, it's 11 million people multiplied by two.
That's how much money we should raise on Labor Day. We want everybody to put their 2 cents in. So anybody that has a dollar can actually be helping 50 people.
So we need to raise $100.
That's right. I was going to say this anyway, and you mentioned it without me. I couldn't remember it because I'm...
Well, I hate to say this, but once we get Governor Kasich out of there, maybe we could do that.
Well, we don't need him for raising money on our own with our own.
Yeah.
Let's just ask, because there's so many poor people. But they could still participate if they would give 2 cents. 2 cents. And then there's a lot of people that got like $10.
Right.
And that would be like 500 people.
You know, you become rich if you take a penny and you double it each day. You become rich. More than when you get, you know.
Well, maybe we should leave the money in the bank then for a while and then divvy it out. But let's just ask for 2 cents. Put your 2 cents worth in. But what kind of a non-English speaker is ever going to know what we meant when we said, I had to put my 2 cents in, and then they come home. What happened at work? Well, I think I'm going to need 2 cents tomorrow, you know, or maybe I need it every day. I mean, it's really confusing to bring your 2 cents. What do you think of that for September the 4th?
September the 4th.
Just ask for 2 cents.
Labor Day.
We want people to participate. And a lot of people, are on food stamps and
I think it's not going to be hard to break $100, $110, $220.
Yeah, but 2 cents times 11 million, that's what we're going for.
Oh, you want
1 cent times 11 million should knock it down move the decimal point 2 points to the right. Right? So instead of 11 million, it should be 110,000. You'd like to raise $110,000, wouldn't you?
Why not? And give it to the homeless people of the world?
I think we can do a lot. I want to fix a couple bridges. I hate when they look like they're falling down.
Are they in Ohio? The bridges in Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah. And these kids are running around with their paint cans. Paint the whole bridge instead of just
confetti or whatever they do.
Painting. They're there to paint. They need to.
$220,000.
Would be $220,000. That'd be great if we could get.
People are listening in droves tonight.
And I know I had to do the math because I was the one that said we should do the math.
$220,000.
Well, isn't that a good? That'd be good.
Yeah, it'd be a good number.
Well, let's go
for
it. But
what are you going to do that? What's the payoff?
We'd have
like Jerry was, let's beat last year's number. We got no last year's number.
Well, if you were a Hillary fan, you'd just keep the money and get and buy a condo for your daughter. Boom. Oh.
I thought he didn't want to be political.
I'm not being political. I'm being upset that they all are just after the money.
In any event.
What can I, how can I use this to feather my nest? Feather my nest. There's another.
Well, that's a bird.
Ruffle feathers.
Ruffle
I don't want to ruffle.
I don't want to ruffle feathers.
You can name any part of life, and I'll give you two or three expressions that go with it. That's right. That's right.
Baking.
Well, those are easy. I'll do cake. It was a cakewalk. It was easy as cake. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And then I did all them food ones, like I told you.
What a pasty maker.
He's small potatoes.
And, he is.
And what side of our? I know what side of my bread is buttered on. And we love to do food things.
Okay.
In Spanish, they say break bread with each other. Break crumbs, spread crumbs, something like that. Migas, migras. Migras.
They don't say
yes,
that.
Yes, they
in
do.
Spanish.
You'll see. There'll
like
be
the
somebody.
Thing?
They'll somebody else will say you're
Migras.
Exactly right.
Well, we'll
to
hold
talk to
Migras.
Somebody in Spanish means you break crumbs or something. You spread crumbs and something. Throw crumbs. One of those things.
This person's listening from Northern Michigan. We just got somebody listening from Northern. Are they having a pasty?
Ask. Well, they'll send a picture. They have pictures.
Send me
of
a pasty.
It's just going to look like a big biscuit unless you cut some out to show their meats inside.
Well, cut your pasty and then send it over.
Yeah.
We'll put this up on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
See, now you've got people interested.
See, I'm Irish, so I'm into the shepherd pie, right? Well, so I go to Ireland, and I go to Dublin, and I'm ordering now, and who's bringing it out? This chick from, like, Pakistan, and she's yelling to this other Pakistani chick, and I went there to hear the brogue, you know, and did he and how do you really talk? I think I do Scottish.
No way, yuck.
What?
That's the response I got.
Oh, he didn't want to send it, or she?
She.
Well, there's more people in the world than them. We're going to get plenty of pictures of
pasties.
In fact, all you got to do is put it up there. Put the new search pasty.
I'll do it.
And you'll
get
it.
So what's on tomorrow's show?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to save Friday for... You know, we haven't really listened to any of my poems.
We haven't done... I wanted to do
You know what poems come from? Having an extensive vocabulary. If you have three or four words that you could use, and one of them rhymes, wouldn't that be magical in your voice and in your conversation? Then people would say, oh, he's so entertaining. Sometimes
Well, tomorrow
rhymes.
We need to play the Kitten Blues, maybe Thou Shalt Not. We haven't played anything since Monday.
I like that song. What's that one?
We already did that one. We did it Monday.
You're right.
Yeah, but maybe everybody didn't listen.
But I do like that song, though, the religion one.
Oh, I'm only getting high to get closer to you, Jesus?
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. What do you think that's about?
I mean...
Well, go ahead. Don't let him influence you. What do you think it's about?
Don't let me influence you.
Just like...
Being a bad boy and laughing.
No. What does it mean? What's it mean?
I guess it's getting high, I guess.
Well, getting high. What's that?
Smoking a doobie,
I guess. Okay, see? That's what I thought.
I never said anything about smoking. There's no evidence it's only about alcoholism. Do you know how to tell the difference between marijuana and alcohol? Between a pothead and a drunk? You just say, let's go for a walk. Now, the pothead will say, yeah, we'll look at the trees and the animals. It'll be great. And the drunk will say, get off my stool? No. So there's your difference. They're not going to do anything.
Leave them laughing. Good night. Until tomorrow.
5 million Americans suffer with hearing loss every day. Hearing loss interferes with communication, which affects every part of your life. Now offering free no-obligation hearing screenings and leasing programs. 389-5566, 559 East Center Street.
Hi, gang. This is Gallagher. You know what you're going to do.